Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you answer our prayers in ways that glorify your name always. We ask that we may worship you in every part of our lives, and that we may offer up to you every day all our sufferings, all our love of you, all of our joy, all of our difficulties, that others may be saved and that your name may be glorified in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Wednesday, and it is the 27th week of Ordinary Time. As we continue, do you know there's only, at this point, 6.5 weeks left of the liturgical year. And then, of course, we start with year C. And as I've told you, then we work with the Gospel of Luke. There is a thought running around. This is a little challenge there for someone. I know that Father Rufus Pereira, who is a very powerful exorcist coming out of India, and he used to preach in Brazil, spoke English. He didn't speak Portuguese, I don't think. But he spoke English, yeah, obviously, because he preached in English. And he had some powerful things to say. And he preached powerful things and everything else. And he taught that he considered the Gospel of Luke more or less a gospel that was focused on towards women. He called it the woman's gospel. Well, there was thought out there that the Gospel of Luke was actually written by a woman who obviously not went under the name of Luke, but in the, so it wouldn't be a pseudonym, it almost like his secretary, so to speak. It would have been attributed to Luke, but in fact it was someone who was a woman. Now, that's really what would be called an apocryphal idea, but it was kind of interesting to look at that. Whether or not, see what scripture scholars say about that over time. Well, today is, of course, as we said, Wednesday, and as we look over the readings, we are focused on the reading from Jonah, and we're continuing this whole story. And I told you that Jonah had this attitude at first where the Lord basically said that he wanted to send Jonah into Nineveh, because if the people didn't repent, then they were going to be destroyed. And Jonah's attitude was kind of like, we'll destroy them. What do we care? And so what we see is Jonah was greatly displeased, is how the reading opens, and became angry that God did not carry out the evil he threatened against Nineveh. You see, I mean, his whole attitude was, well, if you want me to go preach to these people that they won't be destroyed, but, you know, why? Because I want you to destroy them. So if you're looking for someone to preach to these people to convert them, I'm not the one. That was Jonah's attitude. And we see that very clearly in the last chapter, which is chapter 4. And he prayed. He says that, I beseech you, Lord, is this not what I said while I was still in my own country? That's what he wanted. He wanted to see Nineveh destroyed. And the Lord said, no, this is wrong. I want you to understand that, he says, his mercy. I want you to understand, the Lord saying that he is a merciful God. And there's a very powerful thing that happens at the end of Jonah. See, the Lord asks, have you a reason to be angry? But Jonah left the city for a place to the east of it, where he built himself a hut and waited under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. So he's just like standing over there going, I want to see this. I really want to see this whole city destroyed. And what the Lord does is he provides a gourd plant. So, butternut squash, I suppose, I don't know. And the plant grows over Jonah's head, and now he has shade from the sun, and everything's wonderful. But then God destroys the plant, sends a parasite upon it, and destroys the plant. And it gets so hot that Jonah says, I would be better off dead than alive, because he's asking for, because it's so hot, it's so terrible. And Jonah says, God says to Jonah, rather, have you reason to be angry over the plant? And the Lord said, you were concerned over the plant which cost you no labor and which you did not raise. It came up one night, and in one night it perished. And should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city? It was at one time the largest city in the world, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, not to mention the many cattle, which of course would be the animals. So you see that attitude that God's, I mean, Jonah's like, you want to destroy Nineveh? Whoa, hey, can I sell tickets for this? He's really from this attitude. And God is saying, don't you understand? You may absolutely hate those people, but they're still my people. I created them. And as you saw, there were 120,000 people, according to God, which at that one time was the largest city at any one time. So as we can see, things have changed. But it's an important message for us to realize is that that's the way God looks upon all people, and he's calling all people to convert. So when we look at that, we look back at the example I gave the other day of these two cultures, or maybe even like a civil war, that were just totally antagonistic to each other. And one group may say to the other, you want to destroy them? Go ahead. But what the Lord would say, you don't understand. I want all people to be converted, so I want you to help convert them. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you ever want to have an input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or a deacon any ideas on which to preach? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions. There, your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Input for Homily and follow the instructions, and your words may make a difference at what is preached every single weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget, our website is always CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, you can check out our Substack newsletter, you can check out the archives of the program, you can also check out our blog, and you can send us any kind of comments or questions that you might have. And don't forget, if you're interested in receiving, or someone in your high school age is interested in receiving the Sacrament of Confirmation at St. Anthony Parish, you have to be from the Alston Brighton area, obviously from a Catholic family. And we have limited seats. We have a limited program, limited seats. It's free. And we're doing a kind of experimental program on studying different documents that people will enjoy. So that will be, that students will enjoy. So that is at Catholic, at St. Anthony Parish. And you can send us a note at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Or you can sign up, by the way, at St. Anthony Parish, St. Anthony, S-T, Anthony Confirmation.com. That's St. S-T, Anthony Confirmation.com. Well, we're looking at these words from Nineveh, these words from Jonah. So you can see how Jonah really does not want anything good to happen to the people of Nineveh. And God is saying, but they're my people. You may just look over them and saying, we want nothing to do with them. But at the same time, they're my people. So you can't have that attitude. Kind of an interesting way to look at it. If you know anything about, well, many of you, of course, listening on the radio know this, the whole rivalry between Boston and New York, especially when it comes to baseball. And there's this very intense rivalry. But you remember after that we had the terrorist attack in New York in 2001 that we remembered the 20th anniversary for last month. But also remember, we also had the Boston bombing several years later. And that rivalry changed. No one in either city was going, nah, they deserved it. No one was. We were all saying, but we're still one. We're one as Americans. And we, and in both cases, that really changed our relationship between Boston and New York. There's still this healthy rivalry between the two cities, but not like before the terrorist attacks. Well, think of that from the opposite perspective when you're looking at Jonah, because Jonah is like saying, hey, they're from New York. I really don't care what you plan to do. That was, you know, being this major big Boston Red Sox fan. That was Jonah's attitude. And God is saying, yes, but they're also my people from New York, just as those are my people from Boston. So I don't want to see that attitude. But it's really powerful to recognize that. We can have this attitude, those are the enemy of my people. And the Lord can turn around and say, no. But wait, Lord, you know who they are? Yeah, I do. They're my people too. So no, you've got to find a way to fix that. And we know that there are different countries in the world that have these intense rivalry or even enmity, this intense hatred for each other. You can see that sometimes, more in the past than the present, sometimes the Irish and the British have this intense dislike for each other. We can see that also in the Middle East in different cultures over there. We can see that sometimes in some different aspects of the Eastern Europe. We can see in different aspects of Asia. And God is saying none of that applies. Absolutely none. You can even see rivalry between religions. Yeah, but you know who those people are? None of that implies. They're all my people. Therefore, our call is to treat everyone as they are God's people. And that changes people's lives. That's what we're called to do. So you can see that whole attitude with Jonah just saying, oh, I want to sell tickets. Can we sell popcorn when you come in and destroy Nineveh? And the Lord's saying, no, because I'm not going to destroy Nineveh because you're going to go change their hearts. And we can understand that whole picture, because even though they are your enemy, Jonah, they are my people. Therefore, because they're my people, they are not your enemy. Powerful thoughts from this very small book, only 4 chapters in the Old Testament. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.